With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. An eventful week in the life of a nation and of a man. Donald Trump accepting the Republican Party's presidential nomination less than a week after narrowly escaping death at the hands of a would-be assassin. SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston covered the now-concluded GOP convention in Milwaukee.
The former president opened his address by describing the attempt on his life.
I said to myself, wow, what was that? It can only be a bullet.
In a quiet personal message, he said he was alive by the grace of God. Trump then shifted to a more typical political speech, promising to restore American prosperity and security.
To achieve this future, we must first rescue our nation from failed and even incompetent leadership.
At the Republican National Convention, Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
President Biden's re-election campaign remains intact for now, but there is growing pressure from within his own party for him to drop out, and there's been speculation that he might do so as soon as this weekend. Also, at SRNnews.com, this morning's global internet headaches are slowly easing.
Microsoft says users worldwide have been unable to access apps and services in a widespread outage reportedly connected to the U.S. cybersecurity company CrowdStrike. The cause and scale of the outage is unclear. Widespread outages were being reported by airlines, media, and financial companies, including Visa, ADT Security, and American Airlines. News outlets in Australia are reporting that government and commercial platforms there have also been severely affected. Microsoft 365 posted on X that the company was working on rerouting the impacted traffic to alternate systems. I'm Jennifer King.
Wall Street, Dow futures down 81 points. NASDAQ futures are up 25. This is SRN News. A battle over religious expression is brewing in Colorado.
In March of last year, Jeffrey Hunt was kicked out of the gallery of the Capitol building in Denver for wearing a pro-life T-shirt. Officials say there's a ban on clothing bearing political messages in the gallery, but Hunt says that's a violation of the First Amendment, and he's threatening a lawsuit with help from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. The organization says, quote, suppressing silent, non-disruptive political expression is not permissible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Farm equipment maker John Deere says it will no longer sponsor gay pride parades, making the agricultural machinery manufacturer one of the latest U.S. companies to distance itself from the LGBT agenda. Deere's announcement comes just weeks after rural retailer Tractor Supply ended an array of homosexual sponsorships. Both companies are acting against a wider backdrop of backlash that has been targeting firms which have gone all in on the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Evangelist Franklin Graham among the speakers last night as Republicans brought their national convention to a close.
Graham says Donald Trump kept his promises to Americans during his first term.
I'm grateful and thankful for what he did as a 45th president of the United States.
And looking ahead to what he hopes will be a second Trump term in office.
We pray for President Trump, that you would give him wisdom, strength, and a clear vision for the future of this nation and the task that is at hand.
Graham also prayed that the Almighty would continue to protect the former president from his enemies. Reporting from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, I'm Bob Agnew.
Lou Dobbs, veteran cable TV host. He was a CNN founding anchor and later was a nightly presence on the Fox Business Network for more than a decade, has died. Lou Dobbs was 78. More details, SRNnews.com.